Hi kids, it's me. I haven't written for a while, I know, and I decided that one of the reasons I wasn't writing was because of the thought had just gotten so overwhelming of attempting to summarize the past 3 weeks. I decided just to come home and just talk at the computer about it. Yes, this is my voice. This is the first time I've done this. I find my voice very nasal and very creaky, so I ask you to forgive me ahead of time. This is, just kind of the way it is. I had to download some new software to do this. For some reason, Anvil Studio wasn't working for me. It was very strange. I downloaded a new version, and something about the audio was limited. I'm not quite sure what. So, anyway, I'm sitting here. It's Sunday, April 29th. I'm sitting and in my office, which is relatively neat for the first time in a while. I spent a while with an extremely messy office. I'm also sitting here on the webcam, so if any of you are sitting and watching me on the webcam at this point, hi. I'm gonna be probably hemming and hawing a lot. I'm just kind of sitting here blabbering. I have no real agenda except to basically talk about the past 3 weeks or so. And so I'm probably gonna forget stuff, but at least it's gonna get kind of everything out. So what has happened in the past 3 weeks or so? I had a huge deadline about the 11th. Actually, it was like Friday the 13th. And I was working on this huge book that I was basically making into HTML help so that it could go up on a large Microsoft site not to be named. If any of you really want to see it after it's live, mail me and I'll give you the link. It's not a very exciting book considering, it's a developer guide for the solution, not the solution, but the program that I work on. Which, by the way, released to manufacturing, RTM'd, last week, no, week before last. And we're all very excited about this. A lot of people have been gone at work for the past 2 weeks. It's been sort of nice and quiet. So, what else have I been doing? I finally made an endocrinologist appointment. Most of you know that I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, or hypothyroidism, basically. And I finally have made an endocrinologist appointment to get all of that looked at and the attendant disorders and stuff. Unfortunately, I made this appointment on like the 19th, I think, and the appointment is actually for June 13th. Apparently, endocrinologists get booked up like months and months in advance. Well, let's see, what else have I done? I'll just talk about my weekend, actually. Saturday was fun. I went to Home Depot and got up early, like 7:30, got out of the house about 9:30 or 10. Went to Home Depot, which was very, very, very crowded. I need to remember not to go to Home Depot on Saturday mornings because that's where everybody else who does their, home improvement projects on the weekend goes. And I picked up some plants and some soaker hose and various and sundry other gardening things. I came home, I yanked all of the weeds out of the back bed, which has been, I've completely neglected it. I really ought to have put down some cover crop this winter, but I just didn't. So I had to yank out a whole bunch of weeds and turn the earth over in the bed, and planted a dwarf laurel, a hydrangea, a pair of star jasmines. And those of you in the south know it as Confederate jasmine, actually. And so a bunch of seeds, nasturtiums, carrots, Various lettuces, I think, and some spinach. I'm eager to see what comes up because I've never actually done the whole sowing the seeds in the ground thing. I've always done transplants. I should be seeing sprouts from the lettuces about 3 or 4 days from now, and needing to thin them in about a week. And I should be able to sow those every what they say every 3 weeks and have lettuce and salad greens all summer long. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm not looking particularly forward to weeding the thing, but I think it'll be a lot more manageable than it was last year. I'm putting in ornamentals in the bed. And that night, Saturday night, I went to go. I basically went over to Carolyn's house, and we went out to dinner at a place called Ponty, which is a seafood grill in Fremont. It's all wonderful. Oh, yes, I had grilled halibut with asparagus and tomato risotto, which is just absolutely fabulous. And then basically went over to Carowinds, parked the car, etc. She wanted to go to the grocery store, but she had gotten up at, incredibly early in the morning for her at least. She hadn't gotten a lot of sleep, so she wanted a nap. So she napped. I played Black and White, which is an incredibly addictive game. There just isn't anything much like it. It's very it's really absorbing because you get sucked into this entire world because there aren't any there's no user interface cruft really at all, which is a little bit disturbing at first, but once you get used to all the gestures you have to make, it's not a big deal. So I played that for a few hours. Then she got up, we went to the grocery store, came back. She made me her version of a peach kamikaze, or peach kazi, rather. And then I sat around and I got involved in her. And she got a book of cocktails, which is absolutely gorgeous, by the way. And so I was reading the book about cocktails, and she was talking to Jack, and it was kind of a nice, just hanging out, low stress evening. And as usual, I got up this morning late. Well, I didn't actually get up late this morning, but I got up, hung around, talked to Carolyn for a while, had tea, went over, picked up Ray, who is he's a friend of mine who. Is also he's basically a friend of Brian's, who is married to Laura, and whose wedding I'm in Brian and Laura's wedding. I'm their best woman. I feel so cool. I get to wear a black and purple dress to the wedding. Life is good. So Ray games with us on Sundays, and so he lives over in Madison Park. So I went basically over and picked him up, took him down south. We gamed. It was an okay session today. We're still kind of we're missing someone this time, and we're in kind of a holding pattern at this point because we've got a couple of things we need to do, and we're sort of running out of ideas before we have to confront the big scary things. We're delaying a little bit. And then I went over to Ray's house afterwards because he said that he had this I'm actually not quite sure what this kind is called, but for those of you who know if those of you who know what a Clio is, it's spelled CLIO. He said basically that he had one and he would be willing to sell it to me for a very reduced price because there are new ones that he wanted to buy. They've come down a lot in price, so I figure, this is a lovely little machine and it will work for riding while I'm on the road. A Clio is kind of like what would happen if a laptop and a Palm got together and had a baby. They don't have hard drives in them. They're basically, itty bitty laptop-ish things with a smallish keyboard and a screen that lifts up off, so you can actually fold it down, so you can it acts like a notepad, like a huge palm basically, or fold it up so you can access the keyboard and type in. And it's perfect for people who don't need to do a whole bunch of stuff with their little on the road machines, but who do need more than a palm. So that's what I'm going to be using that for. Juniper's currently laying on the case for it. I'm not sure how happy I am about this, but he looks really cute, so I'm not going to disturb him at the moment. What else have I done? I went to see Bridget Jones's Diary a little while ago, and it was fabulous. Loved it, loved it, loved it. I didn't expect to love it because the book was very, very silly, but I did love the movie. It was very cute, very chick flick. I'll probably own it eventually. I kind of sort of went on, well, yeah, I did actually, decide to commit to actually eating better and exercising more. I joined something called eDiets.com the other day. Actually, more like a couple of weeks ago. It's not really a big deal. It's this website where you tell it what you want to lose and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they basically give you menus and exercise recommendations and calorie counts, et cetera. It's basically a dieting tool for people who don't want to have to think about food, which is really nice actually, because that's the reason I give up on all of my diet regimens, just because I get so tired of thinking and bargaining with myself and just having to deal with food. A lot of the time, all I want is people kibble. I don't care. As long as it has the proper balance of nutrients, I don't care what it tastes like. Just, give it to me. Tell me how much I can have a day. I can have 2 scoops of people kibble a day. Yay! I wish it were like that. Unfortunately, it's not. But yeah, so I'm doing that. I'm still doing the weightlifting, although I'm gonna be starting to do more starting next week. But what the big thing I've done is basically doubled my aerobic exercise, my cardio, and started in on a new machine, the elliptical, which is the elliptical trainer is fun. Basically, you have these big pedals that you ride, and it's kind of like standing up. Exercise bike, only not really. It's sort of a cross between a treadmill and an exercise bike. It's sort of hard to describe if you've never seen one, but it's a lot of fun. It's pleasantly bouncy. It's good that they don't have a lot to bounce, because I can truly see for someone who is larger chest than I am, it being painful after a while. Maybe people who are taller than I am have less, bouncing issues going on. But I find myself just bouncing up and down because the strain is higher than I'm used to when I walk. So I'm doing that. An hour of cardio a day actually just kicks my ass something fierce. I come home so tired. It's just I come home. If I'm lucky, I make my lunch for tomorrow, and then I just fall into bed. It's been really nice having a couple of days off from that, even though gardening yesterday has made the backs of my thighs hurt today. Ow, ow, much ow. Climbing stairs is painful at the moment. After I get finished with this, I'm actually gonna go take a bath and hopefully soak the thing out. And Callisti, psst. Cat doing something bad, as usual. Let's see. For those of you who don't know, I've actually started turning on my cam more. Refreshes every 15 seconds now. I generally only do it when I'm home at this point, just because I haven't figured out how to automatically rotate my FTP logs. And so my hard disk is filling up with logs. It's all sorts of fun. I have a bunch of sysadmin stuff that I need to do that I just haven't done for a while. It's probably, not the best thing in the entire world, but I can I've been a little bit busy. This whole, fitness thing takes up a whole heck of a lot of time. What else is going on? I'm going to Victoria with my mom in the first weekend of June. Look up Victoria if you don't know, where it is or what it is. It's this lovely little town just off of the Canada coast that has it's basically sort of a little piece of England, only much less grimy than the real England. Very, playing on tourists, but it's kind of fun. My mom and I are gonna go. We're gonna go see the Bouchard Gardens, and they should be in full bloom at that point. And hi, Calisti. And we're gonna go have tea at the Empress Hotel, which is just yummy. It's worth a day trip up to Victoria all by itself. And that was the cat hitting the microphone. He thinks I'm talking to him, so he's lashing his tail around in here. He's jumped up on my lap, and you probably heard him smack the microphone. Maybe. I don't know. I can't, hear what I'm saying here. So, anyway. So yeah, that's happening the first weekend of June. I get next Friday off. I'm really excited about this, really, despite my not so excited tone. I'm not quite sure what I'm gonna do with the time, but it should be fun. I am looking forward to having a 3-day weekend. I actually may go shopping, since the other nice thing is that I just refinanced my house, my home loan, and so I'm getting a little bit of money out of that, which I'm basically using to do stuff for the house. And so that's, sort of, what's, on my mind for the rest of the month. I don't have much of anything going on this week except for pool night on Wednesday. I go to Polygruel pool night every other Wednesday. Just basically, poly by girl, by poly girls rather, get together, shoot some pool. It's actually a lot of fun. We're all really, really bad at it. I am much better at pool after I've had about a drink, and have, basically, what happens is that I start going on instinct rather than thinking, well, okay, I can hit that ball at this angle and it'll go that direction. Oh no, that's wrong. Once I stop thinking and actually start going on instinct, I actually play a lot better. And generally afterwards, we go to Cutter's for dessert and drinks. And go see, just go see the guy that works there, and stuff. And oh, hi, kitty cat. Sorry, I'm distracted. There is a Callisti on my lap, and he is looking adoringly up at me and purring. Here. Well, you probably couldn't hear that, but that was Callisti purring. Oh, that was me running out of recording space on my computer. So anyway, I'm back. I no longer have a kitty cat on my lap, alas. He jumped off when I jumped up to attempt to catch something that the other cat knocked off, and that's when I realized that I'd run out of recording space about 10 minutes earlier. So yeah, that was 10 minutes that, I'm never ever going to get back, alas. I don't actually really remember what I was talking about, except for the weather, which is the normal spring Seattle weather. It was absolutely gorgeous in the upper 60s for the entire work week, and this weekend it was rainy and cold and windy and just, blustery. And this is normal for Seattle spring. I swear the weather knows what days are which. It'll be nicer in the work days. On the weekends, they'll say, denied. So I did get gardening done despite that. Right after I'd gotten stuff, the gardening done on Wednesday, the windows were open so that the cats could wander in and out, and it started hailing for about a minute and a half or so. And I had, two cats that were just completely startled by this. Lilith was just like, I did not order this. Hello, thank you. Calista's like, oh, scary, scary stuff falling from the sky. Help, Mom, help. Calista, not Calista, but Juniper was hiding out somewhere. He came in about 5 minutes after the hail slacked off and turned into rain. looking kind of pissed off, actually. Very grumpy cat. Which is, not exactly par for the for blah, sorry, par for the course for Juniper. He's the best natured of all three of them. But he just, none of the three like really big stuff falling out of the sky. They're not enamored of snow. Rain's okay, but it needs to, stay away from them because it's water and they're cats. Juniper actually doesn't mind very much. He's very cute, and he's pretty much waterproof, and it's just water doesn't matter very much to him unless it's in his face. So he can hide his face and his body won't even feel the squirt bottle, which is really sort of annoying when you have to discipline the cat with water. So yeah, and there's asparagus in the market at this point, and I have been eating asparagus like there's no tomorrow. Just too tasty. Oh, something else which happened, which I probably should talk about, is the whole fight with Chris thing. Basically, it wasn't so much a fight as me misinterpreting something he said. It's just it, basically he said goodbye, and instead of like, goodbye for now, I thought he meant goodbye forever. And so I got a little bit miffed. He and I are still having some adjustment difficulties with this whole, not a relationship thing. And it shows. So I got miffed. I basically let it sit for an entire weekend because I was gone and couldn't talk to him. And just, but we did talk come Monday. Things are okay, I guess, at this point, I think. I'm hopefully gonna get together with him this coming week and actually talk in person. I haven't seen him for a couple of weeks. I'm tired of this. I really am. He is too, which is nice. We're finally kind of both in the same space in our feelings about our relationship. Unfortunately, that space is disgust. We'll work it out. We always do, eventually. He's moving. Yay! Finally. I'm actually really excited about this because it's been a while. He's needed to do this, and he's gonna have his own space, which is gonna be nice. And he's got a lot to do to get back on, actually get on his feet for the first time. And he'll do it. I have basically backed off at this point and said, I'm not going to I'm not going to interfere. I'm not going to offer advice. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to say hands off. If there needs to be, volunteer. If he needs advice, he can come ask. And that's really going to be the key to keeping myself sane, I think. As regards to Chris, much as I love him, I do love him very much. If there are only a few people in this world at this point who regularly make me angry, and he's one of them, I'm afraid. I'm remarkably good-natured about everybody but him, it seems like, which is kind of sad, actually. It's I don't know. It's always been difficult for me. I don't like being not a nice person. It makes me unhappy. But yeah. This is me hemming and hawing again. Hi. Oh, I don't know. It's been an eventful few weeks, but I don't feel like there's anything worth writing about, really, which is really sort of sad. I've made several attempts on writing journal entries, but it's not been. It just hasn't come. I haven't been writing anything else, and I feel really, really lame about it. It's just like, I'm a writer. At least I claim to be a writer. I should be writing. But workouts and girlfriend and work and attempting to keep my life together is basically has sucked my brain away and sucked all of it seems to have temporarily put the kibosh on my creativity, but I'm getting it back. Little by little, I'm getting it back. I don't know. Talking like this is actually a lot easier than writing for me because I'm just sitting here, I'm staring at my wall, and I'm just, talking, 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 lots of talking. Yabber, 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 on and on. Here I go. I'm hoping to save this out to a real audio format, so because that is very, very small, small file size, which is nice for, those of you who aren't on a huge, big bandwidth connection like I am at work, because, I work for the large evil empire, so they say. I think it's actually a pretty good place to work, personally. I don't, like most Microsoft employees. Oh, yes, I said the evil word. Yes, that is who I work for. If those of you who haven't tuned in, who haven't tuned in before, and who weren't around when I was actually going, yay, 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 got a new job. Yeah, that's who I work for. But most of us don't, agree 100% with the company's policies. I use, free Unisys at home. NetBSD forever, yay! Okay, now I'm getting goofy. It's a good place to work. I love the people I work with. They are so cool. Benefits just absolutely cannot be beat. It's really relatively stable. Nothing's ever guaranteed. But as far as, companies go at this point, it's nice to be in a large one with lots and lots of reserves of cash. Yeah. And one that is not a startup. Yeah, I think that, that really about sort of sums up the past few weeks. My friend Heather, Cheetah, she's Cheetah in my as a journal alias. She got married, which came as a complete surprise to me, but didn't come as a complete surprise that she and her now husband got married in Star Trek uniforms in Las Vegas. It's like, Yeah, you know, if Heather was ever going to get married, that's how I would think that Heather would do it. I love Heather lots and lots. She's sweet. Hi, Chris. Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Muck. Hopefully you can hear this. Hi, Renee. Love you. Oh, who else was I gonna say hi to? I don't know, people. Hi, all readers, my readers. Yay. I think you're cool. I think you're cool for, like, putting up with me and my habit of occasionally falling off the face of the planet. I promise it's not that I mean to neglect this. It's just, it gets difficult sometimes. And I think I'm gonna call it off here because, it's been about a half an hour now, so I'm gonna, stop talking at you and stop, making you listen to my voice. And those of you who have made it to the end, you're cool too. Cupie dolls all around. Hopefully I'll start back writing next week. I hope. Cross your fingers for me, I hope. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye.